姐妹大家好。
Dear sisters and brothers, how are you?
我们很高兴在主日的清晨我们再一次借着祝母我们一起来相聚一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that all the brothers and sisters can continue to worship together via the Zoom.
首先我祝所有的父亲在我们当中祝你们父亲节快乐。
First of all, I want to say to all the fathers here that happy Father's Day.
那我们当中特别有一些是年长的父亲已经是曾祖父的。
And so, some of the fathers are much older, are like great-grandfathers.
那我知道周牧师应该是是已经是四代同堂的了哈。
And I know Pastor Chow actually is four generations already.
Yeah, 我们恭喜你父亲节快乐。
And then we just want to celebrate and to congratulate you. Happy for Father's Day.
我们知道马伯伯也是有四代了是不是
And 马伯伯 is also four generations as well.
Yeah, 我们祝马伯伯也父亲节快乐。
马伯伯 Happy Father's Day.
其他的人我们还有曹伯伯也在我们当中哈。嗯、
And 曹伯伯 is among us as well.
Yeah, 还有很多我们做祖父的在我们当中。
There's many grandfathers among us.
那么也为我们当中做父亲的我们都献上感恩跟赞美。
And also the fathers will want to give the praise.
祝你们在新的一年当在接下来的一年我们都是神祝福你们的家庭。
And continue the Lord will bless your families.
神也赐给你们好的身体跟有神从神而来的智慧。
And give you the good health and continue to have the wisdom from the Lord.
那么我们可以更好的来敬拜神来服侍神。
And so we can continue to worship the Lord and to serve him.
那今天的敬拜我们特别请我们当中有两位来分享父亲节的见证。
And today is very special. We have two people to share their testimony about their father.
我想我们从他们的见证中不但看到他们的父亲是怎么样的来关爱他们。
And through their testimony, we'll see that their father, how their father loved them.
而且正从这些爱当中我们知道我们的上帝我们的天父是何等的爱我们。
And so those love that we know how much our Heavenly Father love us.
因为这世界上一切的爱都是从我们的天父上帝而来。
Because all the love is coming from our Heavenly Father.
好我们现在就先请李嘉玲姐妹来分享她的见证。
And first, we're going to ask Catherine Lee to share her testimony.
然后是安德森弟兄也会分享他的父亲节的见证。
And Anderson will follow her testimony.
现在我们就把时间交给李嘉玲姐妹。
I'm going to give it to Catherine first.
Okay. Yeah, 我今天分享的题目是爸爸，当我想到您。
Today, I'd like to share the topic is Dad, when I think of you.
首先爸爸的欢笑声爸爸当我想到您耳边总是回响着您快乐的声音混合着我们姐弟三人的欢笑声这欢笑声洒在您带着我们骑自行车去郊游的乡村路上回荡在我们野餐草地的上空也响在我们戏水的山间溪旁您常带着妈妈和我们野游从使我们从小就喜欢野外的山水花草这是天父世界
And this is the subtitle is talk about the dad's laughter that every time I think of you I hear your happy voice was mixed with our three of the sisters and brothers laughter the laughter was so scattered on the country road where you took us to the outing by bike echo above our picnic grass and ran by the mountain streamWe were playing. You often took mom and us to picnic. So we had so much love and of the wild landscape and flowers since we were little.
这欢笑声也充满着我们的屋子。 每天餐后是我们特别高兴的时刻，我们总在围在一起讲着一天发生的趣事。您和妈妈总是十分兴趣地听我们学校的事情。我喜欢模仿老师和同学，妈妈总是说要尊敬老师，但最后你们还是会忍不住地笑了。我更不会忘记您的藏水果游戏，您总是把每天买来的水果藏起来，到饭后要吃的时候要我们去找出来，藏的地方总是神出鬼没，但每当我们找到了，是我们一片胜利的欢笑声。有一次我们翻箱倒柜也找不到，您说给你们提示，第一，今天水果是西瓜，第二，想一想热西瓜好吃吗？我们想了想，像悟出了什么，一下子跑到厨房的大水缸前，打开盖子一看，一个大西瓜浮在水面。找到了，找到了，我们在得意的欢笑声中，在您的称赞声中，我们看着您切开西瓜，我们在快乐中吃着，同时也记得吃水果时应该互相谦让，把好的大的留给别人。
The laughter always fill our house. After dinner is a particularly happy moment for us. We always like to gather around and tell the interesting about what happened that day. You and mom always show interest to listen to our story of school. I like to imitate teachers and classmates, and my mom always said, respect the teacher. But in the end, both of you still laughed about our stories. I will never forget your hidden fruit game is a hide and seek about fruit. You always hid the fruits you bought daily and asked to find them after dinner. The hiding place was always a little bit different and it's very hard to find. But whenever we found it, we'll have this triumphant laughter. And once we couldn't find it, when we turned over the cabinet, you hinted, number one, today's fruit is watermelon. Secondly, think about it. It is a hot watermelon, delicious. We finally figured out and ran to the big water tank in the kitchen and opened the lid. Oh, a big watermelon flowed on the surface. Found it, found it. We were so happy. In our proud laughter and mixed with your compliment, we watched you cut a slice of watermelon. We ate it with joy. We also remember to eat fruit and also humble with each other and leave the best to others.
爸爸，您和妈妈的爱和欢乐营建了我们童年的伊甸园。在我们心中，生活是多么美好，但我们长大后才知道，这欢乐，这美好，在那些连续不断的政治运动时代，对我们家是多么不容易。是您和妈妈像鹰一样用宽大的翅膀挡住暴风骤雨，护着我们心中的小灯苗不被狂风吹灭。感谢您，爸爸。
Dad, you and your mom built our childhood with love and joy. In our hearts, the life was wonderful. But we only found out when we grew up, those joy and beauty was not easy for our family in the era of a continuous political movement. It is you and mom. Like the eagles, use your wings to block the storm and protect the little lamb sizzling in our hearts from the wind. Thank you, Dad.
爸爸是一盏生命的小灯。爸爸几年后，那您的翅膀被文革的风暴折断撕裂，少年的我们被摔进风暴，此时的世界对我们是那么生疏，我们惊骇，我们困惑。但是当我们看到被关进的您，虽然被折磨，被羞辱，被劳改，可是您消瘦的脸上还是留着那熟悉的温暖的笑容，还是用那轻松的声音对我们说，别担心，爸爸都好，一切都会好的。您给我们了勇气和希望，感谢您，爸爸。
That is a lamp of life. Dad, a few years later, when your wings were torn by the storm of the Cultural Revolution, we were thrown into the storm in our youth. The world was very strange to us. We were horrified and confused. However, When we saw that you were imprisoned, although you were tortured, humiliated, and going through a very difficult time and in the labor reform, you still had a familiar warm smile on your thin face and still say to us in that relaxed voice, "Don't worry, that is all right. Everything will be fine." You give us the courage and hope. Thank you, Dad.
爸爸，最难忘的是您被关进了一年多回来的那一天。当您跨进家门时，我愣住了。原来体重130多斤，身高1米7的您，眼前的却是皮包骨又瘦又小的老头。虽然当时您才50出头，我们都心疼地看着您，安静地围着听您说，您给我们讲了我永远忘不了的事。红卫兵限定您每天只能买一小餐蔬菜配少量米饭，您肚子饿就喝许多清汤甜味，清汤是炒菜后的洗锅水 加些盐和几粒葱花，但是这也无济于事，于是只是还是饿。可是后来你常发现你的清汤底下有不少肉片，原来食堂的工友避着红卫兵在您的汤里倒了一两盘炒肉，肉比较重，沉在汤底，红卫兵没发现，因此你常吃到肉片汤，那可是特供啊。您幽默地说，在食堂没有人敢与您这个美国特务同桌，那食堂工友每次都会借着擦桌子走近您，轻声地安慰您，李医生多保重，要汤再去盛。工友们默默的关爱，给您极大的温暖和精神支持。您对我们说，世上的好人很多。这是您逛了一年多回来的当天给我们所讲的故事。您没有痛苦的诉说，也没有讲坏心人的事。您只告诉我们困难中的温暖和真情。爸爸，在我对真善美几乎失望的时刻，您让我看到了天上的星星，他们在黑暗的夜空显得特别明亮。爸爸，您曾保护过我年幼心中的小灯苗，今天您又把它点得更亮，它温暖和照亮着我以后的人生。感谢您，更感谢您心中的天赋。
Dad, the most unforgettable day was the day you came back after being imprisoned for more than a year. When you stepped into the house, I was stunned. It turned out that you were way more than 130 pounds before, and you were 170 centimeters tall. Now you are a skinny, thin, and tiny old man. Although you were only in your early 50s, we all look at you with a heartache. We listen what you said. You told us something I will never forget. The red guards restrict you to have a small plate of vegetables with a limited amount of rice, like a soup every day. You were hungry, then drink a lot of clear water soup to fill your stomach. The clear soup was just a pot water after cooking and added some salt and few green onions. But it did not help. You were still hungry. Later, you discovered that there were many pieces of meat in the bottom of the clear soup. It turned out that the canteen workers secretly put two plates of fried meat in your soup behind the red guards. Because the meat was heavy, so it sank down to the bottom of the soup, and the red guards did not discover it. Since then, you often drank the pork soup. That was a very special treat, you said humorously. And in the cafeteria, no one dared to share the table with you. You were the American spy. But the cafeteria worker will approach you by wiping the table and comforting you softly. Dr. Lee, take care. We support you. Go get more soup. The silent care of the workers provided you with a great warmth and spiritual support. And you said to us, there are a lot of good-hearted people in the world. This was a story you told us the day you returned after more than a year of imprisonment. You did not tell us in a very painful way, but you did not talk about those bad people. You only told us the warmth and the true feeling in difficulties. dad at a time when I was totally disappointed with the truth, goodness, and the beauty. You show me the star in the sky, which are particularly bright in the dark night. Dad, you have protected us, and the little lamp settling in our young heart. You have lighted it up brightened today. It warms and illuminating my future life. Thank you. And thank you for the Heavenly Father.
爸爸细心照顾妈妈。爸爸，每当我想到您，您对妈妈无微不至的爱总是像电影一样历历在目。每天晚上你查房回来后一定要冲一杯 Coco 牛奶和拿苏打饼干给正在读书的妈妈当夜宵。妈妈是牛奶是定量供应的，你总是让给妈妈和我们，而你自己经常没有。你总是说妈妈需要营养，妈妈爱吃甘蔗，你总是挑最好的一节并为她切好一小块一小块给她。妈妈爱吃水蜜桃，季节一到你总是千方百计托人买最大最熟的上好水蜜桃。在事业上你们俩也是好伙伴，研究鼻咽癌是您和妈妈共同的课题，您负责临床，妈妈负责病理，你们一起写了许多论文，英文论文全是您打字，听您的打字声又快又欢乐，就像您在弹钢琴，您做什么事都高高兴兴，特别是与妈妈一起做。有一年妈妈骑车从医学院回家下坡时摔倒了，从那以后你每天下班都去接妈妈。有一次我和您一起去，到了下坡路，只见妈妈下了自己的车，坐上您的车后头，您一手掌控着自己车，另一手牵着妈妈的空车，带着妈妈骑着自行车下坡。坐在车后的妈妈神情淡定，她可是绝对信任我爸车技的。前面骑车的您昂着头微笑着，透着微微的得意。难道您想到你们俩在华西坝的恋爱时光？我在心中笑着您俩，又佩服您的车技，一直到了平路，有了警察，妈妈才下车骑上自己车。
Dad always takes good care of mom. Dad, when I think of you, your meticulous love for mom is always vivid like a movie. Every night when you came back from your rounds, you always made a cup of hot cocoa and bring soda crackers to mom, who was reading a book. Milk with the supply was very limited, but you always gave it to mom and us, and you often did not have it. But you always said mom needs nutrition. And mom loved the sugar cane. You always pick the best section and cut it for her. Mom loved to eat peaches. When the season came, you will always try your best to buy the biggest and the most ripe peaches. You were always a good partner in your career. Study nasopharyngeal carcinoma, which is a nose cancer, was a common topic for you and our mother. You were in charge of clinic and mother was in charge of pathology. You have written many papers together. The English thesis were all typed by you. The sound of typing was fast and happy, just like you were playing the piano. You were always happy doing things with mother. One year, mother fell while riding the bicycle down from medical school downhill. Afterwards, you pick her up every day after getting off work. Once I went with you to the downhill road, I saw mom got out of your bike and got on the back of your bike, and you controlled your bike with one hand and took mom's empty bike with another hand and carry your mother on the bike. The mother sitting in the back of the car looked calm and whispered. She absolutely trusts your bike skills. The rider in front of you smiled with a head held high and revealing a little pride. Maybe you were thinking of the time and when you were in Huaxiba, when you fell in love with each other. I smiled in my heart, also admired your bike skills. Finally, mom got off the bike, and because there was a police, and went on the flat road, and then she got off the bike, finally.
爸爸在妈妈病床前，爸爸，我知道您也离不开妈妈。那年妈妈得了再生障碍性贫血，在病危时我赶回国，您见到我第一句是妈妈病得很重，您变了， 便苍老了许多，忧心忡忡，几乎不说话，只是问一句答一句，脸上微笑消失了。你每天亲自上市场为妈妈买花生，熬花生汤，送到医院妈妈病床前，你不再像往常欢声笑语，但仍然是无微不至照顾妈妈。您和舅舅跪在妈床前不断祷告，在天父和亲人的爱中，妈妈奇迹般的起死回生，您的笑声又回来了，而且更快乐了。
Dad sat next to mom's hospital's bed. Dad, I know you could not live without mother. That year, mom got plastic anemia. So I hurried back home when mom was critically ill. The first sentence you say to me was, mother is very sick. And you became much older, worried, hardly speaking. You only speak when we ask you a question. The smile on your face disappeared. And you went to market daily to buy peanuts for mom to make peanut soup and deliver to the mom in the hospital. You no longer had that joyful laughter, but you still took care of mom meticulously. You and her brother kneel in front of mom's bed and pray continuously. Because of the love of God and loved ones, mother miraculously got better, and your laughter finally came back, and you were so much happier.
爸爸妈妈间谍情深。爸爸96年你在回国时突然心肌梗塞，病发多次心律失常，数次昏迷，但你醒来，你首先惦念的是隔壁房的妈妈。妈妈也因为焦急您的病情，血压剧增而住院。你对探病的好友说，今天是我们金婚年，让云英吃这苦实在不忍心。在病情暂时平稳时，你们庆祝了金婚，您和妈喝唱了夕阳红，还说在余后的年月我们将更恩爱。但几天后你越来越虚弱了，您对妈说， London Bridge is falling。 为了不让妈太伤心， 你试图幽默轻松地暗示。两天后您靠在我的胸前，渐渐地停止呼吸，我在您耳边说，爸， I love you， 您放心，我一定照顾好妈妈，我知道您最不放心妈妈。爸爸，医院的院长特别找我交代，我是不是要停下来？
OK， Mom and Dad's deep love for each other. Dad, when you returned to China in 1996, you suffered a heart attack and also has multiple arrhythmias and became unconscious several times. But when you woke up, the first thing you concerned was about the mother in the next room. Because she worried about you so much, she ended up having to suffer a high blood pressure. So you said to your visiting friends, this year is our golden anniversary. But Yun Ying, the mother's name, is going through a very difficult time. So when your condition was temporarily stable, you celebrate the golden anniversary, and you and mom sang Sunset Red. You also said, we'll be more affectionate in the remaining years. But a few days later, you were getting weaker and weaker. And you said to mom, London Bridge is falling. In order not to make her too sad, you hit her with humor. 2 days later, you lean against my chest and gradually stop breathing. I say in your ear that I love you. You can rest assured that we will take good care of mom. I know you worry about her the most.
爸爸，医院的院长特别找我交代，感情好的夫妻一位走了，另一位也常在五六年随之而去。你父母感情很深，一定劝你妈妈节哀。妈教研组的一位老师见到我，第一句就问，你爸爸走了，你妈的日子怎么过呀？爸爸，在同事们眼中，你们是不可分离的夫妻，您是最舍不下妈妈的。文革时您关在医学院，多次连续24小时48小时地被审讯，疲劳战术使您的精神几乎崩溃， 您曾闪过一走了之的念头。一天中午，您站在窗前，突然看到楼下操场上，妈妈被红卫兵陪着往食堂走去。他还在世，我怎能抛下他？我怎能让他一人受苦？关了一年，您这是第一次看到妈妈。文革结束多年后，你对弟弟谈起这难忘的时刻，并且说，这是天父在这一刻用妈妈的身影唤醒了我。
That a president of the hospital particularly advised me, a couple who love each other deeply, when one is gone and the other often will go with the other person in about 5 or 6 years. And your parents are very affectionate to each other, and you must advise your mother to grieve appropriately. When mom's co-worker saw me, the first sentence she said, your father's gone, how's your mom going through without him? That, in the eyes of colleagues, you were an inseparable couple. You could not bear to leave mom. During the Cultural Revolution, you were confined to the medical school. You were interrogated for 24 hours and 40 hours on several occasions. Fatigue tactics almost broke your spirit. You once thought about leaving this earth. One day at noon, you stood in front of the window and suddenly saw Ma was escorted by the Red Guard to the cafeteria. Oh, she's still alive. How can I leave her? And how can I let her suffer alone? It was the first time you saw Mom in a year during confinement. Years after the end of a Cultural Revolution, you talked about this unforgettable moment with my younger brother and said, this was a Heavenly Father who awakened me at the moment by seeing Mom.
6年后，妈妈被诊断肺癌晚期，人们说忧伤伤肺。1年后，妈妈也走了。那天，她摸着我的手问：“玲玲，你的手像妈妈还是像爸爸？”她轻轻地摸着我的手，又自言自语地说：“你的手像爸爸。”我哭了。爸爸，我知道，妈妈这7年一直想着您。我永远替代不了您，也无人可以替代妈妈心中的您。晚上，妈妈安详地走了，她去天堂和您相聚了。现在，您和妈妈一定非常快乐，像年轻时一样。您在为妈妈弹肖邦夜曲，妈妈边听边深情地看着您在琴键上灵活的手指。你们一起唱《弥赛亚》。你又骑着车带着妈妈穿云行雾，你们的笑声永远荡漾在我的心中。
6 years later, Mom was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, and people often said breathing damages the lungs. A year later, Mom also left. That day, I remember she touched my hand and asked, "Ling Ling, did your hand look like a mom or dad?" And she gently touched my hand and said to herself, your hand is like dad. I cried that I know that mom has been thinking of you for the past 7 years. I also know that no one can take your place in her heart. In the evening, mom left peacefully and she went to heaven to be with you. Now you and mom must be very joyful together. Just like when you were in love at a young age, you play Chopin's Nocturne for mother. While listening, mom looked at your flowing fingers on the piano with affection. You sang the Messiah together, riding the bike with mom through the clouds. Your laughter is always in your heart, in our heart.
爸爸，近年来我越想您，越深深地感谢天父的爱，天父的恩典。爸爸，您在天父的爱中长大，您又带着这个爱去爱生活、爱人、爱妈妈和我们。爸爸妈妈，请在天堂等着我们，直到我们再相聚。
That I miss you more and more in recent years. I thank Heavenly Father deeply for His love and grace. That you grow up in the love of our Heavenly Father, and you carry this love to love life, people, and us. Mom and Dad, please wait for us in heaven until we meet together again.
谢谢。
弟兄姐妹好。
Sister brothers, how are you?
谢谢嘉玲的很感动的分享。
I want to thank the Catherine's her moving testimony.
在这个父亲节的时候，神给每个父亲的都有他的这个爱跟他的责任，特别是在嘉玲姐妹的分享里面，我们可以完完全全的体会到。
During the Father's Day, so we see that God has given fathers a special responsibility to love and to guide.
当我在准备做见证的时候，我就想到的就是我父亲他的服事，他在服事神上面真是让我能够认识神。
And when I was preparing the testimony, the particularly that came to my heart is how my father served the Lord.
Yeah, 我就想到这一节，这个是我们小的时候我们背的这一节经节。
So I remember just a particular passage of the Bible verses because we have to all memorize when we were younger.
好，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的路上的事上要认定他，他并指引你的路。
Proverbs chapter 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight.
我就觉得这节经节真是可以来作为我父亲他的服事，跟我从他里面学到的东西。
And so this passage really reflects my dad's service and how I learned from him.
Next. Yeah, 我的父亲他名字林三刚。
My dad's name is Bellman Lin.
他当时在上海交通大学读这个机械系。
He studied the mechanical engineering in Shanghai 交通University.
在那个时候在教会中间读大学的人不多，所以那个时候那个尼托森弟兄他就把把这些大学生特别招在一起，他就特别关心培养这一群大学生的这个基督徒。
At the time in the church, not a lot of college students, so there was a particular minister, Watchman Nee, that gathered some of the university students together, particularly pay attention to them and teach them.
因为这个交通大学是国立的，所以当他们那个毕业了以后都是被分派，我父亲就被分派到台湾的基隆港那边造军舰的地方去做事。
And Jiaotong University, because it's a public university, very often they will send the students after graduation and to different places to work. My dad went to Taiwan, Jilong, a shipyard.
然后他到了基隆的时候，他到台湾以后，他就开始在那个尼托森弟兄就把我父亲交给李长寿，在他手下被 discipline 做 discipleship。
And so the Watchman Nee sent my dad and asked the 李长寿是
Witness Lee
that to take care of my dad。
所以我父亲他就是在那边一边做事一边在教会服事，后来他也结婚了，就像这个创世纪里面他也就生儿养女，一生就是生了十个孩子。
And my dad was serving and working the same time, and then she got married and had sons and daughter. He had a total of 10 children.
Yeah, 我就觉得他在他这一生里面他是认定的去服事神。
And all his life, he committed to serve the Lord.
所以他在这个造船厂做了五年的事情以后，他就要全时间出来。
And after he worked in the shipyard after 5 years, he made a commitment to serve full time.
And 那个时候的厂长是李国鼎，他就是后来的台湾的经济部长，他就一直在劝我父亲不要离开。
And at the time, his boss was Li Guoding, who later became the economic 部长
Secretary of Commerce. Yeah, 但是呢，我父亲非常坚决，再加上李国鼎，他又是个基督徒，他也慢慢了解，所以 他总算让我父亲去全时间，因为他们是国家是认为是国家花了这么多的金钱把他这样培养出来的。
And so that person finally understand, because he's a Christian, my dad was determined to serve full-time ministry. And then because the country has to help the students in train them, and so we really want them to work a little bit longer.
所以我在我的印象里面，我就知道，我就一直从小就记得我爸爸每天早上一大早骑脚踏车去这个大学带学生一起读一起灵修，完了以后才骑车回家跟我们一起吃早饭。
Besides, I remember my dad every morning will get up very very early to have a Bible study with the college students. Worse, then he will come home.
然后在我们家里面是常常的爸爸妈妈就是招待这个学生们或者教会的弟兄姐妹们常常就是在家里吃晚饭。
And very often our family have a dinner, to take care of the college students and the church people.
常常他们吃饭的时候我们小孩子都吃不到他们那些菜，但是因为父亲他是非常信靠神的供应，所以他就是常常的有这个带他们这样招待教会弟兄姐妹吃晚饭。
And my parents very often will take care of the church people and the college students. They will treat them with the meals that we could not even enjoy ourselves because they were not enough. And, but that is very faithful. He feels that he needs to take care of all the students.
我就记，然后我父亲呢，他也常常就是跟着他们一些同工们一起去台湾的一走就是一个月的环岛的传福音。
And my dad will very often go with his co-workers to go to the entire Taiwan to share evangelism with others.
Yeah.
And very often when he leaves, he will leave for the whole month.
Yeah, 我记得在1961年还是1960年的时候，那个斯百克弟兄就是Austin Sparks。他来台湾，所以我父亲又是带着他们，就是我父亲他们就是又跟着他们，又是一群的人在到台湾去做这个培灵聚会。
And so the Austin Spark came to Taiwan either in 1960 or 1961. So my dad accompanied him to have a devotional spiritual revival meetings throughout Taiwan.
那个时候他们才一走。我们家里面我就得了这个肾脏炎，我妹妹就得了肝炎。
And once my dad left, then I had a kidney infection and my sister had a liver hepatitis.
那个时候我妈妈就是怕我父亲在服事上面会有担心，所以没有跟他讲。
And so my mom was worried about dad, so never told him what happened.
那个时候妈妈做饭，这个我是不能吃盐，我妹妹是不能吃油。
And so when mom was cooking, I could not have any salt. My sister could not have any oil.
结果后来过一个月以后，爸爸回家了以后才知道我们两个生病。
And one month later, when dad came back and finally realized that two of his children were very sick.
那父亲马上跪在我们的床。床旁边为我们按手祷告。
My dad will kneel our beds and pray for us.
经过他的祷告，过了几天，我们两个人，我跟我妹妹的病完全就被神医治了。
And after a few days, after his prayer, we were completely healed.
我真是经过这样子，我真是记得我们的神实在是信实的神。
And so, go through those. I really know our Lord is trustworthy.
虽然我们在服事的时候会碰到难处，会碰到撒旦的攻击，但是神他还是信实的神。
And very often when we serve, there's a lot of difficulties, and we also Satan attacked us. But God is a faithful God.
到了1965年的时候，那个时候就是因为那个斯百克他在全台湾这么在布道的时候，他在私下就劝这个李长寿，因为说他的 ministry 他的事工有点偏，就是这个 witness 力。
And so at the Austin Spark were in Taiwan in 1965, that he advised the Witness Lee, because Witness Lee's ministry was slightly deviated from the mainstream.
And 在那个时候，结果那个李长寿他就不准聚会所的人跟任何外面的任何的聚会教会有联系，说是他们都不是被神拣选的，只有聚会所是被神拣选。
So Witness Lee at the time that cut off the outside communication, and because he stated that only the local church people are the chosen people.
但是那个时候，我父亲他们那几个小童工，就是在我父亲的右手边，还有左手边的两位，一个史伯成，在他右手边是魏建章，跟何广明，他们在神的祷告里面，他们觉得不对，所以他们还是继续跟外面跟他们有这个 ministry 上面的沟通。
So my dad's best three co-workers at the time that did not feel comfortable cut off the outside communication with the church. So they continue to do what's right for the church and will continue to have that communication with outside speakers.
所以到1965年的时候李长寿就是 Witness Lee, 他就把我父亲把他们四个人全部 excommunicated, 把他们从教会赶出来。
In 1965, and because that my dad and his co-worker continue to have a communication with outside, and Witness Lee kind of excommunicated them.
所以他们是那个李长寿讲他们是说他们是要基督不要教会。
And so Witness Lee accused them that they want Christ, but they don't want church.
我那时候就记得差不多每天晚上他们四个人在我们家的客厅在那边祷告，在那边哭着，在神面前流泪的祷告。
I still remember those days. My father and the three co-workers every single night will pray and crying and praying.
因为那个时候我们家孩子又那么多，完全没有经济上的供应。
Because there's 10 children in the family, we did not have any financial help.
但是在那个时候，教会的弟兄姐妹就一直是在暗中里面在支持我们家的生活费。
And but the many brothers and sisters secretly to support us.
那个时候那个董浩云他的那个船的公司，那他们也就看到我父亲的光景，他就把要请我父亲到他们公司做事，说他的生活费由他来负责。
And Dong Haoyun actually was the shipyard kind of like a leader type of person. He invited my dad. He saw the situation. He invited my dad to work for his company. And because my dad was working in the shipyard before.
但是我父亲他在神面前祷告，那后来他就感觉到神是说我是不是不够信实。
My dad continued to pray.So he asked the Lord, said, am I not have enough faith?
然后我父亲他还是很就谢绝了，在神祷告以后他就谢绝了，还是虽然家里的没有经济上是会有很大的问题，但是他还信神他是可以信靠的。
And he gently rejected the offer from Dong Haoyun, because he believed in God will continue to provide.
所以在那个时候我就从在里面就看到神他实在是信实的。Slide please.
So then I learned from the Lord that God is faithful.
Yeah, 我在我们家的生活里面，我们孩子吃饭里面没有一次是说是饿肚子，说是没东西吃。
We were never starved when we were growing up. God always provided.
我特别感谢主，是因为我们家吃的每一颗饭都是主他自己供应的。
And I'm very thankful to the Lord because every even thing, one piece of rice is provided by the God.
我就看到他这样子一生奉献给神，神就带领他，所以这也就是对我自己来讲，我也愿意献上我一生给主，让他来带领我的一生，因为他是信实的。
Because no God, Heavenly Father, so that's dedication. I committed my life, want to dedicate my life to God.
我在这个服事上面，我父亲曾经跟我讲过一句话。
And one time my dad has said this to me.
他说神他今天所要的工人都是殷勤服侍的人。
He said to me, God is looking for someone who is diligently serving the Lord.
可能这个人的恩赐可能是 有多有少。
And everybody has a maybe different gifts. Some has more, some have less.
但是如果不殷勤的话，神他就不会让你在他的事工上有服侍。
And God's not going to use you if you're not diligent. You don't serve diligently.
所以我在这个服侍上面，我想不但说是在我的一生，我不但是觉得我需要从他身上学的是要殷勤的服侍主，而且同样我看到神他是可以信赖的，他是可以依靠的，是因为他是信实的神。
And besides, I learned that to serve the Lord diligently, also I learned God is faithful, then we can rely on Him.
所以我在想，真实实在是在这一节经节，他说你要专心仰赖耶和华，事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So just like this passage, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight.
Yeah, 我就看到我们教会里面也有陪牧师、陪师母，有周牧师、周师母，还有陈牧师，都在我们这边都是可以在这边做见证。神，我们的神，他是信实的神。
And we can see there are so many testimonies, like Pastor Ray and Annie, and 周牧师、周师母 and Pastor Chen and Rebecca. All those are the families that are serving the Lord, and because we can trust in Him.
Yeah, so 我在想说，特别是在这个 COVID-19 的时候，很多人大家是在那边有些担心。
And during the pandemic, a lot of people have a lot of worries.
所以在这边是，我也是，特别是在这节里面感到神他说要我们专心仰望他，因为是他是信实的，他会带领我们的前面。
And so this passage is saying always submit to him because he will make your path straight.
谢谢。
Thank you.